So, yeah, I disagree with that whole aspect of it. I also, I think that the big thing that he did wrong is to kind of, I don't know, he took on a giant. He took on somebody who, no matter, I mean, no matter who you are, if you start to say that you hate the work of John Ford, you're immediately going to be called out because of his Ford's, you know, his fingerprints that are all over the history of cinema, the story of cinema that continues. The things that he like pioneered and that he like the visual touches, the themes, he is all over cinema. And like two films in particular that I know Tarantino loves, Good, Bad and the Ugly, is immensely influenced by Ford. I mean, Leone has been on record several times saying that. But also Taxi Driver is a very like loving dedication to the complexity of the searchers, of a lonely, hateful bigot, you know, and ironically a film about racism. And so yeah, like Tarantino made a bad choice, and but that's the thing, is like that's something that I celebrate personally about Tarantino. And I at the same time, like probably simultaneously, will shrug my shoulders and roll my eyes at him, because I think the reason his work is so exciting is the same reason his public persona is so annoying, that he's very fearless and that he's very like obnoxious. And within that moral complexity as a filmmaker and as an artist, I think you get a lot of honesty, and something that you don't get in other filmmakers and artists. You know, there's certain musicians who are so like delicate and you know, subtle, that they'll never ever say anything. That they're so fearful of how they'll be perceived, so self-aware that there's just no chance of any type of moral honesty to come out of the work. And I think that's something I celebrate in Tarantino's work, that he is absolutely a moral character. In the midst of his moral, like, of his films being moral and honest, they're also immoral and dishonest. And I think that's what I celebrate, is his like lack of hesitation when making a point or making a film, which is why Inglourious Basterds is such a great movie. I mean, it approaches some really delicate material, and it handles it in a brash way, but also handles it in an honest way, and there's some real morality that comes out of it. And Ken Jeong seems to dismiss that as he's just a vengeance all the time guy. I mean, we've said it before, and I think anyone who's seen Inglourious Basterds